It was a very exciting game here at Brandywell Stadium, and one that was hanging on a knife edge in the final minutes.
Yeah, I think I don't know why we didn't go in with more conviction to get a touch in the ball and in the cross of Aarons, and it hit the back post and the inside of it. And against Bohemians, they do the same. They cross the ball into the box and it evades everybody and it slips inside. But they're true champions. They showed good resilience against us. They're away from home. Okay, they didn't have a midweek game like we had, but they're away from home. They came here and they were very resilient, and they showed that they're true champions, because not many teams will come here and contain us like they did.
It's the biggest challenge that's come to the Brandywell so far. They did. How would you rate the performance of your team overall against the champions?
The performance was good, but we've got to put demands on ourselves to be better than good. You know, when you draw 0-0 with Cork, we don't want to go away and think we're happy with that. Mm-hmm. We can't set those standards. We want to be beating teams at the top, and we didn't achieve that. I think on the balance of play, we were slightly better because there was two different games. We were dominant in possession and trying to be creative and inventive, and they came to be resilient and strong and keep what they have, and they probably did theirs better than we did ours.
Tonight was quite intimidating in Brandywell. The support definitely should lend their voices to the occasion. It's great to see the stadium sold out for a game. It's what we were missing really over the last year when we were in Buncrana.
Yeah, I know. Someone said today that we haven't lost in the Brandywell for a year and a half. It will be 2 years in July, so you have to say that's not a bad record. But certainly you're right. The crowd were exceptional. They got us going, they kept us going, and the young players especially needs that type of encouragement.
And we turn over now to Monday night when Dundalk are the visitors. How difficult is it to turn your attention to the next game leading in to this big challenge?
Yeah, well, we have to patch people up and get them ready for the next game, and Dundalk's not going to be easy, as you know, but we'll do our best, and we prepare professionally. We're in tomorrow morning. We look at how we can prepare again for Monday's game.
Nicky Lowe passed to McAdef. Nice dummy there. They let the ball go through to Doyle. Doyle dummies again. They try and bring on the cross. Now it goes for a shot on the right foot, but it flashes in front of the face of goal and goes out for a goal kick. Still 0-0, 15 minutes gone here at Brandywell.
McNamee finds Buckley. Buckley tries to feed Kewan, but Darren Cole can bring it out of the Derry defence, and that's brought a crowd roar there as he's found Rory Patterson. Patterson inside the Cork 18-yard box. Patterson on his right foot. He thought about just held on to it far too much, and Alan Bennett showing all these years of experience. As Nicky Lowe can bring the ball forward for Derry. Gives a lovely ball forward to Doyle. Doyle finds Patterson. Patterson with the first time shot, but it just trickles across the 18-yard box, and it's up to Carl Shepherd to clear for Cork City downfield. They find Cummins inside the centre circle, but Darren Cole picks his pocket, turns away from the challenge, and finds Rory Heal. Heal over to McDermott on this right hand side. McDermott tried to skip past Carl Shepherd.
Toward Patterson, he gives it out the right hand side to McDermott. Cuts in past the challenge, goes for a shot in the angle, but the daisy cutter just goes straight into the low diving chest of McNulty. It's the first shot and target of this fixture so far, and it is still Derry City in the 18 yard box, but it's been cleared away from Patterson, but only as far as Curtis, who's still inside the 18. Played outside to Rory Hale, who takes a shot. Oh, it's just gone past the far post. McNulty, who was standing over in his left hand post, was watching the ball go past him, but it was nowhere near the inside of the post. It's still 0-0 here at Brandywell Stadium, but it was another opportunity for Derry.
It was a good opportunity. Rory Hale got the ball, and it looked like he was going to curl it in to McNulty's left, but he gave him the eyes. He actually came across the ball, got his foot wrapped it around it.
He's found Aaron McAnuff in a bit of space inside the centre circle. McAnuff, despite the attention of Buckley, he plays it over to Jack Doyle on his left hand side. Doyle finds Curtis. Curtis having a quiet game by his standards, right footed, delivers it on the 18 yard box. Oh, Patterson trying to get on the end of it, but McNulty, he just lets it float over his bar, and that was a nervy moment for Cork City. But the score remains Derry City 0, Cork City 0. Emmick at 33 minutes, about 11 and a half minutes. The left back takes a throw on, throws it back to McNulty. The ball seems to take very long to take it. Oh, McNulty has a bad back pass, but McEnough, first time he's thought about hitting it, first time he hits it now! Oh, McNulty had just gathered himself to get back inside the 18-yard box. It's going to be 2 minutes, we believe. Right foot, he's found Nicky Lowe in a bit of space. Nicky Lowe shifts onto his left foot. Nicky Lowe, he thought about pulling the trigger. Lowe with the ball! The ball just goes agonisingly wide, but McNulty got a touch to it. And it's going to be a Derry City corner. 3 minutes remaining, and we've nearly played a 1 minute of that three possession. Despite the tensions of Sadler, McEnough back under the 18-yard box. It's dropped in. I don't believe it. You probably had a heart attack listening to that. I thought the ball was about to nestle under the bottom corner. It came off the upright and just landed on the arms of McNulty. And Mark McNulty, you could hear him breathing a sigh of relief from here. Score remains Derry City 0, Cork City 0.
I would say this will be the last action as Jared Doherty's trying to get things underway. He rolls the ball out, but with that, the referee puts the whistle to his lips and brings proceedings to a close. Derry City 0, Cork City 0. Nicky Lowe is sitting on the pitch. Such is the effort that he has put on tonight. Warm applause all round from everyone associated with Derry City and Cork City, as both sets of fans readily agree.